All right, and as war fades into the sunset, we got to tell you it's 10 o'clock here at KKCR. Well, Peter already told you that. Peter did a complete show of blues with Vic the Barber. Mighty fine going, Pete. But now y'all fasten your seat belts because we are going to be getting in the truck and going places. Right, and we're at 90.9, 91.9, of course, on the web at kkcr.org with a real-time audio stream. Well, this is the Den on the I-10 show. This is where Peter Cameron and I, and we got an Inspector Dan riding with us. We start right out at one end, at the beginning of I-10. It actually begins in two places, the beginning and the end. And tonight we're going to be starting in Jacksonville, Florida. That's the place where bands like Lynyrd Skynyrd and Molly Hatchet and 38 Special, the members all grew up around Jacksonville, or that's where they got their start. But now we got a new bunch. We got Swamp Cabbage, we got Hurricane Doyle, we got J.J. Gray and Mofro. And the good news is I found a new Swamp Cabbage CD. It got stuck between a couple other CDs, so you're going to hear a new Swamp Cabbage song tonight. You're going to hear their Tallahassee song about a place along the I-10. So, but right now, before we get started, I want to tell you about a couple of things going on around this island. Friday night, it's Art Night in Hanapepe Town, and of course that means you'll find West Side Smitty dressed in all of his country western finery in front of the Storybook Theater, playing some pretty fine blues and country songs, sometimes putting his own interpretation on the lyrics. And of course you can always just stop by and say hello to his shoes, because there's a lot going on in Hanapepe Town on a Friday. And of course Saturday night it's Lost Pelican Band at Cafe Coco, and then Monday night we got Randy Carnevale's trio at the Trees Lounge. Music starts around 8:45. Peter, you know about anything? No, I just can tell you there's been the shaking of the head from side to side, so we just...
There's so much going on right now, we can't fit it all in.
Okay, well, that's a good excuse for us just to start right out in Jacksonville, Florida tonight. Here's Swamp Cabbage and their Tallahassee, and then we are going to roll right into something from Hurricane Doyle. Oh, wrong one.
Oh, see, it's not just me alone.
They got all they need. Bob and Bowd and Seminole, yards of chicken feed. South of Alabama, 9 miles from nowhere. And they want to do ya. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, 60 alligator messing with my mind. He's underneath the ashtray down there all the time. Don't keep me coming.
Thank you very much.
Oh, I forgot to mention that was a live recording from, they don't say exactly which venue in New York City, but anyway, for three guys, they really rock. And
it's a big finish.
Yeah. Yeah, in fact, it says... let me read the fine print here. Live from New York City. Recorded live in New York City, up the road a piece from the Madison Square Garden. Well, okay, so that's pretty descriptive. Anyway, yeah, we got to stay right in Jacksonville, of course. Here's Sugar Mama from Hurricane Doyle. And then I promise we'd be leaving town and getting... hey, let's just get on over to Mobile, Alabama. That's where Jimmy Buffett grew up. And I really like some of his early work, you might say.
Smile at you, you're sipping champagne.
right. Jimmy Buffett and Livingston Saturday night, and Inspector Dan and I have been talking of about where is it? Is this Livingston, Texas? Or anyway, if you all know where maybe Jimmy Buffett was on Saturday night for the inspiration for this song.
826-7771.
That's right. Straighten out the DJ that doesn't know what the hell he's talking about. But but right now we gotta be leaving Mobile, get on over to New Orleans. So hand me one of those adult beverages, Inspector Dan.
Come
this is
up.
A couple hundred mile drive. So anyway, got a new Hugh Laurie CD. This guy's lived in L.A. the past 20-some or 30 years off and on, but he's found one of these fine New Orleans artists to play one of the couple of tracks on this CD he's got out. And, of course, this is, we're talking about Irma Thomas. He's got deep New Orleans roots, and this is her version of John Henry. As soon as I get it ready here. All right.
And Dr. House.
That's right.
A little woman, and the dress she wore was red. She walked down the track, she never looked back. I'm going where John Henry fell dead. I'm going where John Henry fell dead.
Jesse, honey. Well, I see. How could you tell me that you gone away? And don't you say that we must part. Why you won't break my aching heart? You know I loved you true for many years. Loved you night and day. Cry after you're gone, and no denying you feel blue, you gon' feel sad. You miss the best love you ever had, and there'll come a time, don't you forget it. There'll come a time. When you regret it, someday, when you grow lonely, your heart'll break like mine, you gon' want me only, after you're gone. Change your mind after the years we've been together. Through joy and tears, all kind of weather. Someday, blue and downhearted, you wanna be with me right back where you started.
Okay, that track also was from Hugh Laurie's latest CD. He'd called on Dr. John, better known as John Ribbenow. Is that? I'm pretty sure that's, yeah.
Where do you get your info?
Dr. John.
Jeez.
So anyway, yeah, he's another New Orleans guy, of course. I was reading about him where he started playing the guitar, and then he lost part of one of his fingers, so that's why he switched to the piano.
He became a doctor?
I started talking about Hugh Laurie, and then we switched to Dr. John. But that's a good question. Is he a real doctor?
House is really an actor, but Dr. John is really not a doctor.
Okay.
I'm just trying to keep up with you guys here.
No, I think you're providing a good explanation of the whole situation. Hugh Laurie is not a real doctor. But he does play piano also, like Dr. John.
With all of his fingers.
Yeah. The guy's pretty talented. I mean, wow. I mean, I'm pretty impressed with this.
What's
CD.
This, Remedial Radio 101?
Anyway, it's about time that I play a description of a show that comes on this radio station tonight, later. there. Oh. I know.
Hey, gang, how's it? PC here. That's right, PC from PC's Tea. Every Tuesday night from 12 to 2, I'll be brewing up something for you. Never know what I got in my mind. That's right, PC's Tea. Brewing it for you, 12 to 2, every Tuesday, right here on this radio station. Okay, see you then.
Peter, that sounds just like you, but...
It's close, isn't it?
Yeah, but anyway, folks, if you're going to be up after midnight, this is the place. This is the place to keep it tuned to. But anyway, now, here's Mary Gaucher, because we go about 80 miles upriver, and we are at Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and that's where Mary Gaucher spent her childhood, and she did steal her first car at 15 and leave Baton Rouge and got as far as Salina, Kansas. Not bad either for a 15-year-old. But anyway, this is Mercy Now.
Okay, I'm going to glove box. I'm getting a flask.
Yeah, if this doesn't make you reach for the bottle, just not very sensitive.
Could use a little mercy now. The fruits of his labor fall and rot slowly on the ground. His work is almost over. It won't be long. He won't be around. Father, he could use some mercy now. My brother could use a little mercy now. He's a stranger to freedom. He's shackled to his fear and his doubt. The pain that he lives in, it's almost more than living will allow. I love my brother. He could use some mercy now. Church in my country could use a little mercy now. As they sank into a poison pit, it's gonna take forever to climb out. They carry the weight of the faithful. Follow them down. I love my church and country. They could use some mercy now. Every living thing could use a little mercy now. Grace can end the race towards another mushroom cloud. People in power, they'll do anything to keep their crown. I love life and life itself. Thank you.
We got to stay right in Baton Rouge because we've got a new Tab Benoit CD, and that's where Tab Benoit grew up, and he got his start there, and he was encouraged to, hey, go hit the big time, go to New Orleans, but he stayed long after his manager. She kept telling him, you're ready, but anyway, he finally did leave Baton Rouge and do some touring and get known, but he really took his time leaving. But anyway, he's got a new CD, it's called Medicine. He really called in some heavy hitters. He called in Anders Osborne, who's another New Orleans guy, to do some guitar work and backup vocals. And Michael Doucette does fiddle stuff on this CD. And Ivan Neville does the Hammond B3. So anyway, this is Broken Lonely, the song you're going to hear. And then we'll be leaving town. We'll figure out where we're going next. We're headed west. How's that?
give up all them chicken friends.
Okay, we are going to play one of my favorite CDs that I managed to get a hold of lately, and that's something, Doug Kershaw CD. The guy, turned out he got out of the music business for a while, and his stuff was hard to find, but then I got looking online, and he's back out touring. He was scheduled to be in one of the casinos in Lofton, Nevada, playing.
This is interesting.
It is, and it's just good to see that some of these guys that have been around a long time are finding places to play, and I think the casinos have really really been a godsend that way to make for more venues. So anyway, yeah. that's my take on it all.
Yeah.
But anyway, here's Doug Kershaw, and then we are going to be in Vinton, Louisiana. That's Marsha Ball territory, of course, and she's got a new CD, but This is Doug Kershaw's Jukebox Songs.
Thank you.
Peter, you know what happens when we get over across the border into the great state of Texas.
Make sure we have enough gas.
Well, well, we got there, so of course we have enough fuel. But, of course, the truck's gotten a little messed up from me needing an adult beverage or two to get through some of this dry country.
Over right over here, then.
And this is acceptable, of course, in Texas. All right. Of course, Port Arthur's kind of a gnarly town anyway, but that's where Janis Joplin grew up and actually spent most of her life there. So,
and you've been there. You know the town.
Oh, yes.
What is it, a bunch of oil rigs? And
it used to be a three-refinery town.
Refineries?
In a couple of shipyards. And, it was not a real nice place, but then again, we were in Texas, so I've said enough. This is Janis's The Last Time. We don't play this very often.
Every time you leave, I make the very same vow. So when you come back, I ain't gonna love you no more.
Okay, we were talking a little earlier. We haven't played any song about Jesus the whole show to this point. Mm. And now what I have in my hand is the Hayes Carroll CD, of course, and this got an award. This was the Americana Song of the Year a couple of years ago, and so I'm just proud to be able to play something like this.
It's a good one.
It is. She Left Me for Jesus. Hayes Carroll. Oops. He always wants to not play that song. I wonder if he's trying to tell us something.
We've been dating since high school. We never once left this town. We used to go out on the weekends. And we drank till we drowned. But now she's acting funny. And I don't understand. I think that she's found some other man. She left me for Jesus, and that just ain't fair. She says that he's perfect. How could I compare? She says I should find him, and I know peace at last. If I ever find Jesus, I'm kicking his ass. Showed me a picture. All I could do was stare. I hit that freak in his sandals. Oh, with his long, pretty hair. They must have think that I'm stupid. Or I don't have a clue. I'll bet he's a commie. Or even worse yet, a Jew. She left me for Jesus, and that just ain't fair. She says that he's perfect. How could I compare? She says I should find him, and I know peace at last. If I ever find Jesus, I'm kicking his ass. She's given up whiskey and a taking of wine. While she prays for his troubles, I has forgot about mine. I'm gonna get even. I can't handle the shame. While the last time we made love, she even called out his name. She left me for Jesus.
What a songwriter.
Yes.
And he grew up in Houston, but he went down to Crystal Beach, which is right across from Galveston, to sort of get famous, you might say. Played some of the bars along that strand. But Houston really has a pretty good collection of songwriters, early guys like Towns Van Zandt and Guy Clark We used to play them, but now we got a new generation like Hayes Carl, and I'm thinking of Opie Hendrix. This guy is.
Oh, yeah.
He's written some pretty cool songs, so I got him in the CD player next, of course, and he grew up in Houston and got his start there. And here's his Daddy's Demons, and then it's gonna be that top of the hour where we play those three old guys from Houston that, like they said, well, you know them, you've seen them live. Yeah. They know three chords, and they said we're gonna keep turning out and playing as long as people come to see us. And of course, that's ZZ Top. And I know all their names, too.
And there's three beards.
Two beards. Okay, three, you're right. Three, the guy that doesn't have a beard, that's Frank Beard. And then Billy Gibbons Billy Gibbons and Dusty Hill, yeah. Yeah, it looked like they hung floor mats out of their automobile on their chin in some of those pictures. Anyway, enough. I've said enough.
Yeah.
All right, and that was, of course, Daddy's Demons. But now it's about 2 minutes, oops, 2.5 minutes after 11. Time to tell you that we're 2.5 minutes late, telling you you're listening to KKCR Hanalei and KAQA Kilauea. But got some, this is the second hour of the Den on the I-10 show. We got Peter with me and Inspector Dan riding along on this trip clear to Santa Monica, California, along Interstate 10. Be there by midnight, guaranteed. But right now, of course, traditionally we are in Houston playing some ZZ Top, and I haven't played this one for quite a while. Que lastima, what a pity, right, Peter?
Isn't you
that
got
what,
it.
That's what it means? All right. And that certainly that applies sometimes on this show. We got a phone call.
Y nosotros los pobres borrachos, nadie nos quiere coger, ni nuestro corazón no es tan malo. Pero no tenemos mujer. Qué lástima, qué lástima, qué lástima, qué lástima, qué lástima, qué lástima. Nosotros tenemos cervezas, también tenemos tiempo. Importante tener pocos pesos, pero mi suerte es mala siempre. ¡Qué lástima! ¡Qué lástima! ¡Qué lástima! Qué lástima, qué lástima, qué lástima. Oh,
senor.
All right. Hey, those guys in a hurry. Didn't catch me off guard this time. But, hey, Peter, we're going to have to turn the truck around. We got to go back. We got to go back to Baton Rouge, play something. We've got a request from Hanafe Paytown. Want to hear something from Barb Wills and the Texas Playboys.
Nice turn, by the way.
There. But what we've got is we've got a band that sounds like Bob Wills, of course, and that's the Red Stick Ramblers in Baton Rouge. So listen up and see what you think. These guys, they claim in their songwriting that they're inspired by Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys. Anyway, they got a sound to me that sure made me thought when I first listened to them that gosh, I never heard of that Bob Wills song before, and turned out they wrote it, not Bob Wills. Okay, we got to get on over to San Antonio, Texas. We've got some pretty fine artists in that area. Of course, I got Rosie Flores ready to play. And after that, that's where Paige Jackson grew up and got his start. So what do you think, Inspector Dan? Something sad or something happy?
Happy.
All right, here's Bandera Highway.
place where I was born. I went back there a couple of weeks ago to reminisce with my old friends. And I heard some real good country music and fell in love. Bluer than a misty morning. I think I'm going back again. Well, take me there, Bandera Highway, to the places where I grew, neath the mesquite trees and the warm summer breeze. You gotta savor all your childhood memories. Memories. Driving slow with the window down. Something here remembers me. And I've been a long, long way from yesterday. So far away, I couldn't see. And somehow lately, I decided I would look up a page of history. So there I went. Take me there.
Inspector Dan, you know, in San Antonio, of course, that's the land of the big belt buckles and big hats and
big
Tony
boots.
Lava boots and big egos. So what better song to kind of pay homage to that than Paige Jackson's Never Ask a Man Where He's From, huh?
Oh, yeah.
I do love
if
this
you do,
song.
He'll tell you.
This is so Texas.
Ask a man where he's from. If he's from Texas, he'll tell you. Otherwise, you might embarrass him, it's true. He might be from some less fortunate place, and you don't want to
smile from his face. So darling, never ask a man where he's from. If he's from Texas, he'll tell you. It all inside, but it seems to mow beneath the shameful weight. Well, he might be from out of state, shaving corn that's squeaky clean. Howdy, ma'am, I'm from Abilene. A friendly smile that warms the bones. Well, that's a man from San Antonio. So never ask a man where he's from. If he's from Texas, he'll tell you. Otherwise, you might embarrass him, it's true. You might be from some less fortunate place, and you don't want to wipe a smile from his face. So, darling, never ask a man where he's from. If he's from Texas, he'll tell you. See that man with the perfect tan, the one over there with the highlighted hair. Well, hold up, darling, I gotta warn ya. He might be from California, big and tall with a southern drawl, y'all. He's gonna treat you like a belle of the ball, but you want a reaction that ain't too pretty. Just ask a man from New York City. There's something special about him everyone knows. Just stick around for a minute or two, I'm pretty sure he'll explain it to you. So never ask a man where he's from. If he's from Texas, he'll tell you. Otherwise, you might embarrass him, it's true. He might be from some less fortunate place, and you don't want to wipe a smile from his face. So darling, never ask a man where he's from. If he's from Texas, he'll tell you. Oh, never ask a man where he's from. If he's from Texas, he'll tell you. Oh, darling, never ask a man where he's from. If he's from Texas, he'll tell you.
All right, we got 248 miles to get over to Kerrville, Texas, where Kinky Friedman runs his cigar business, and he makes himself available for speaking engagements, he calls it. He didn't do much touring this year, so what are we going to hear, Inspector Dan?
We're going to hear Asshole from El Paso.
Is that number seven?
Number six.
Ooh, I'm glad that we're talking about this. Well, we just left El Paso, so what better song to play than to pay kind of homage to the town where we've just been playing some music.
We don't have no lovin's in El Paso. We don't go to porno picture shows. We don't swap our wives with our neighbors. And we keep our kids away from Mexico. And I'm proud to be an asshole from El Paso. A place where sweet young virgins are deflowered. You walk down the street knee-deep in tacos.
Tacos.
And the wetbacks still get 20 cents an hour.
You know, folks, 3 years ago I did a tour of South Africa. A book tour for the book God Bless John Wayne. When I got over there, God Bless John Wayne was number one in South Africa. When I left several weeks later, it was number three. But the South Africans did not understand the word wetback. They didn't know what it meant. And I suspect some of you may not know what it means. It's the people that swim across the Rio Grande River from Mexico to try to find jobs in Texas, because they can't possibly find any jobs in Mexico. As Jesus reportedly told the Mexicans, don't do anything till I get back. Which is alarmingly racist, Jufrid, if you want to think about it.
Yes, but funny.
We don't wipe our asses on Old Glory.
God and Lone Star Beer are things we trust. We keep our women virgins till they're married. So hosing sheep is good enough for us. I'm proud to be an asshole from El Paso. Place where sweet young virgins are deflowered. Oh, I could hear you walk down a street knee-deep in taco. And the wetbacks still get 20 cents an hour. Everybody in Winterton. I'm proud to be an asshole from El Paso. Place where sweet young virgins are deflowered. Oh, I could hear you walk down a street knee-deep at Enchiladas. And the wetbacks still get 20 cents an hour. Them old wetbacks still get 20 cents an hour.
Well, that's such an interesting song. You know what was inspired by Okie from Muskogee? That was Merle Haggard, right?
Yeah, Merle Haggard.
Yeah, yeah. The Kingster heard that. And of course, the Kingster gets inspired, I'd say, by coming up with something just the opposite of what the rest of society thinks is okay. And it turns out that the Merle Haggard, when he wrote Okie from Muskogee, he wrote it as kind of a tongue-in-cheek joke. He never expected it to get picked up by the whole country actually buying into some of those values.
It's a big hit.
Yeah. Oh, really big. Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, it's.
I think Kinky gets inspired by those big cigars he smokes.
Well, yeah, that probably yeah. Does
do the trick?
Yeah, probably does. Gosh, yeah, he's been seen with a cigar in his mouth so many years that I guess getting into the cigar business was sort of a logical progression for him, maybe at this point in life. But anyway, we got to get on over to El Paso, Texas, right on the border before we be leaving the great state of Texas, and that's where Tom Russell has his little farm. He grew up in L.A., but has lived in El Paso for the many, many years when he's not out touring. And anyway, I'm trying to find. Oh, here we go. Want to play Hurricane Season?
Hurricane season on the home front. All the week of heart are leaving town. Well, baby and me ain't up to going just yet. Maybe we'll just drink until we drown. Me, I freshen up a pot of coffee. Baby puts the chain across the door. And pretty soon she's seeing things that I don't see, like alligators on the bathroom floor. Hurricane season in the kitchen. Baby throws the eggs against the wall. She says, don't think I don't know what you've been up to, Jack. Well, that Puerto Rican slut lives down the hall. She told me all about it in the laundry room. She is folding her goddamn see-through underwear. She probably gave you some kind of rare tropical disease. Now I got it, you don't even care. Like a hurricane. Hey, what's your name? Or Elaine? Do you paint your toenails in the morning? Yeah, fire engine red, oh baby blue. Then you roll downtown in a whirlwind. Yeah, they ought to name a hurricane for you. star bedroom set floating down Piedmont Street. Palm trees broken by the wind. So baby starts packing the essential things. Diet pills, potato chips, and gin. Next thing I know, we're in a rowboat. We're watching our apartment house go down. And baby's got a jar of gin and tonics. She says, Christ, I hope the next door neighbors drown. Last time I saw babies in the Red Cross store, she's trying to find a dress that she could wear. She said God protects the drunks and the adulterers, and he drowns everyone who says their prayers. Now every time I drink a gin and tonic, I order up an extra slice of lime. Yeah, 'cause that's the way my baby used to drink 'em, back when she was wild in her prime. Like a hurricane. Hey, what's your name? Are you Donna or Marie? Are you Christine or Elaine? Yeah, fire engine red or baby blue. Then you roll downtown in a whirlwind. Yeah, they ought to name a hurricane for you.
All right, we got to get on over to Phoenix, Arizona, home of the Phoenix. Tucson, Arizona, that's home of the organ donors.
Oh, yes.
And they've got a song that I like to play once in a while. I really appreciate all of our women listeners, but this is a guy song. I want to play this song for guys that, well, life didn't quite turn out like they'd hoped it would, and here they are at midlife, And I hate to use the term failure. Let's say that they just haven't lived up to what they expected of themselves. So this song will maybe help all of our guy listeners that are in that situation to just maybe consider lowering their standards and just accept their situation.
826-7771 to lower your standards.
Or consultation by Inspector Dan.
Well, I can't keep on working. A client that won't pay. And I'm tired of feeling uninspired every single day. I ain't too scared to quit. I ain't too proud to run. I'm starting my life over in the valley of the sun. I'm gonna pack it all.
do but drive. I is for I need a drink. X is for all of those excellent implants down at the Bourbon Street.
All right, we got to get on over to
Phoenix.
That's right, because
pack it all up.
Yep, but now we're really going to be in Phoenix because got this guy. He goes by the name of Texas Red. His real name, I guess you might say, is Paul Halperin, and evidently he was in a band called the Heartbreakers. And being as he grew up in Texas, it was decided he would be Texas Red when the band was formed. Anyway, this is. Spend all my money, and then we are going to be getting to L.A., where we got a lot of fine music from that that town.
Spend all my money again?
Well, we still got to go to L.A., Peter, so get out the credit card. Hey, you pay-
Thank God I've lost you too.
All right, and without any fanfare, we'd be in L.A. Lucinda Williams lives there these days, and she has a new CD, Blessed.
That's a good one. I would say Blessed.
Blessed, yeah, that's how I started out. And
especially from Lucinda.
Yeah, and anyway, this one song, this Copenhagen, somebody called and requested it a while back, and we played it. And anyway, I found out... somebody sent me a link to an explanation of it, and this was a song that she wrote after her manager, can't think of his last name now, or first, anyway, he was killed in 2007 in Copenhagen, Denmark, in an automobile accident in the winter there. So this song really was about him, and anyway, but we're going to play it, and then... we're going to play some more LA artists. So this is her Copenhagen.
Thank you.
Okay, I didn't quite explain this song correctly. This is really about her feelings and finding out that her manager got killed.
Oh.
But anyway, what I got next is, thank you, Inspector Dan, finding out that Bobby Bear has some L.A. roots. This is where he got his first song, which was the winner, right? Where he recorded it and started getting some traction, you might say.
That one in All American Boy.
Well, that's right, All American Boy. I was getting them mixed up.
Yeah, yeah.
But what I'd like to play tonight, being I got the CD before you did, and I'd like to play his Tequila Sheila. I didn't realize the guy was such a songwriter. He's really written some pretty cool songs that have been covered by other country artists.
This is a fun one.
Yeah, so here we go, and then we're gonna play some Frank Zappa. We haven't played any Frank Zappa in quite a while. And he grew up in L.A. and he had a little recording studio at Rancho Cucamonga. So anyway, he's always been like one of our I-10 homesteaders who just kind of neglected his body of work lately.
And it eases the fears in my head. So just pass me the salt and the lemon. Bend down and blow out the light. I never have trusted the women, but Sheila, I'll trust you tonight. So pour me another tequila, Sheila. Take off that red satin dress. I crossed the border and I beat the dealer for all the damn gold and Juarez. I feel like old Pancho Villa, Sheila, and I got the pesos to spend. So the courtyard is crawling with them federales, and Sheila, there's no place to hide. I don't know who could have tipped them. Nobody knew it but you. But I can't make love to a squealer, Sheila. Guess there's just one thing to do. Pour me another tequila, Sheila. I'm gonna put on your red satin dress. You put on my clothes, you go out and face the dealer. Sheila, I wish you the best. Fast horse.
Wow, you can tell when it's a live performance when the guy just is really bringing down the house, and there's a sure an instance of it. But now we're just going to roll right into some Frank Zappa, and it's going to be a little change.
Yeah.
Whoops. There we go.
What do? You join the mothers, and you end up working for Zappa, and he makes you be a creep. You could have played the blues with John Mayall, or far-out exciting jazz with blood, sweat, and tears.
You really think so?
Look, no one will ever take you seriously after this. How can they take you seriously? In this business, you either got to play the blues or sing with a high voice.
You're right. I never should have joined the mothers.
A real hologram. I mean, not real, but almost a real hologram.
Hey there, people. I'm Bobby Brown. They say I'm the cutest boy in town. My car is fast. My teeth are shiny. Tell all the girls they can kiss my hiney. Here I am at a famous school. I'm acting cool. I got a cheerleader here, wants to help with my paper. Better do all the work, and maybe later I'll pay for all. God, I am the American dream. I do not think I'm too extreme. And I'm a handsome son of a bitch. Gonna get a good job and be real rich. Women's liberation came creeping all across the nation. I tell you people, I was not ready when I caught this dyke by the name of Freddie. She made a little speech then. Ah, she tried to make me say when. She had my balls in her vice, but she left the dick. I guess it's still her thought, but now it shoots to wick. Oh, my, I am the American dream. Miserable son of a bitch. Am I a boy or a lady? I don't know which. So I bought me a leisure mask. I jingle my chains, but I'm still kind of cute. Got a job doing radio promo. None of the jobs even think about Tonto. Eventually me and a friend sort of drifted along into S&M. I can take about an hour on the Tower of Power, as long as I get a little golden shower.
Oh, my, the American dream.
With a spindle up my butt, well, it makes me scream.
And I'll do anything to get ahead. My
Catholic girls in the town, Catholic girls in the record place, the bottle, rubbies, and berries,
I should talk then, huh?
I should explain
that your microphone is dead, and we're going to do a Stan Ridgway song right now.
We have,
right?
In fact, this song is going out to younger people. So
for the young folks, yeah.
When they get older, they'll...
The AARP is after me.
That's the name of the song, yep.
Glasses of gray, got
Yeah, now we're on. Dennis is moving to a new mic. He's approaching it.
Okay,
there
after
he goes.
A little technical difficulties, I'm back at you, folks, to tell you what a great 2 hours I had. I hope we played something that you enjoyed or put a smile on your face or made your driving down the road maybe a little more pleasurable. And anyway, I better tell you, listen to KKCR Hanalei and KAQA Kilauea. It's a couple minutes, about 4 minutes after midnight, here on about the best island to be in the whole world. And stay tuned for PC's Tea with Peter Cameron. And I just really feel great being a part of this radio station. So, ahoy ho, until next Tuesday night.